started saying welcome, here we are again for the new episode. So it's me, Tamia and Connie. Tamia is wearing an amazing tiger stripes pattern shirt.
Don't judge my pajama.
Very, very stylish. And Connie is wearing all black because it's also fashion and and very stylish.
I feel judged.
Of
you
course
were judged.
Not. I would never.
It's summer.
I would never dare. But yes, we are here to talk. Actually, we are a bit sad. We should say that because this is the last episode of the first season.
But it's also the best.
We'll see.
I hope.
Question
we'll
mark.
Let
and
us
also
know.
Because I'm leaving in 2 days, so.
So that's
we're
the point.
We're having a bit of a vacation.
Exactly. We're having a break. Also because some things are going to change. I'm also moving away for a while. So
we will make it work long distance.
Yes.
They say it never does, but we will make it work.
Yes, please. The thing is, we have to understand how the logistics are going to work.
Yeah, but we will.
For season two.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
so season two, the we will change a bit the not the concept, the structure of the podcast, but it will be top-notch quality as always.
Yes.
And it's going to be all about jewelry.
Again.
Always.
Again. It is the jewelry fort, after all.
Hopefully sitting up
and not on the floor.
Well, so in the end, we have a lot of news for the next season. Wait for it. Very important. Continue to follow us. Oh, yes. And then I will ask, please, 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 please follow us, share us, rate us. We are in many places like Spotify, Google Podcast, iTunes.
Yeah, rate us on Apple. That's like important to get us up in the thingies and
help us
out.
It would be amazing. Please believe in us and talk to your friends. Share our podcast to everyone. That would be awesome.
So today's episode, being the last of the season, we decided to talk about why do we love jewelry so much. So basically the ultimate point is why do we continue and why does it bring us so much joy? I mean, that's the point, no?
That's the point. We wanted to end on a happy high note this first season. So it's all about the joy of jewelry for us. And I think as we are all makers, I think that's where it kind of not starts, but it has like this.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the fascination maybe comes from before, but we really.
Yeah, once you start making it.
It's different.
It's a whole new thing.
You start viewing jewelry also from a different perspective. I remember even when it was not in this artistic side, I was just like learning in goldsmith school, like the techniques and how you do jewelry. When I was seeing jewelry, I was watching it from a different perspective, like enjoying other things, like if the soldering was off or if you could see it that it was not well done, you're like, no, so there is a joy in a well done piece that you say like, ah, oh, the person who did it, mwah, so
perfection.
Good, perfection. And the same happens when you manage to do something well done, aesthetically pleasing, comfortable to the body. I mean, there's so many different aspects that you have to think about when you do something, even. Yeah, like the concept, kind of, what are you trying to say, for whom is it, and there's so many things, and creating it, that it's just
it's
very enjoyable.
Yes, it is.
So,
I don't know, for me, I think there is all of that, I'm not saying, but coming back for the first time I saw jewelry, so I think the first joy for me, the first amazing feeling that you have when you wear something. And then, for me also was some a place, a time where I just realized, oh, I want to do this. And this amazing feeling that you put something on your body and you, I don't know, you have this joy. And then afterwards, when I decided to make jewelry, and then there's a whole other set of good feelings that come with it, the making. Frustration as well, but
It's like the mixture of frustrating, but at the end you continue because it gives you so much pleasure. No,
for sure.
I mean, and it is such a tiring process.
But there is also like this pleasure, like this satisfying feeling about overcoming your frustration and doing it, and that it works, and you're like, yes. Final. And it's kind of the satisfaction is even bigger because you overcame something. So this sounds like it's so hard. I mean, it is.
It's
something awful. No, it's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, we do it because we, first of all, because we have to. Not because we have to, but because like it's the way that we chose to express ourselves.
Yes.
And so we have to.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking really about it before. It's when words are lacking.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Not that we are not very eloquent and well-spoken women. That's
of
not the point.
As you've noticed by this podcast.
Yes. It's about sometimes there are no words to express the feelings or the thoughts and to kind of summarize and like make the world or the other person, even yourself, understand. And then making something with your hands, like an object, this creating of art, like to put everything in and present it. You're like, yes, that's what it was about.
Yeah,
I just didn't have the
word.
No,
the words I didn't have are in this object. Enjoy. Decode it, please. No.
Then explain it to me.
No.
No. It's so yeah, in a way we have to, or at least I have to.
Yeah, it's like, and also why do we keep talking about jewelry? Like, why is jewelry such at the center of our lives, if not because of joy, because of the happiness it brings to us, no? I mean, we talk about it every day. We go to the workshop every day to try to make something out of it. We go to all of the exhibitions we can. We see everything online. We're just constantly immersed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
are
everywhere.
Yeah. And then we are always like, oh, isn't this amazing? Look at this. You 5 minutes ago were telling us about this padung earring.
Amazing.
Come on, amazing. we were just seeing how these pictures were incredible. And wow, you know, so
I think it happens. It's like when it's kind of this primer thing in your life, you see it everywhere, you talk about it, you're fascinated by it. And I think that's nice. I think if I ever lose this joy and fascination about jewelry, then I will probably do something else.
Yeah.
Because then what's the point? And also there is something for me personally, also like this, what jewelry symbolizes also to me, to finally, like I was suffering the whole time. No, but like to be able to say, I don't want to do this traditional thing. I don't want to go and study, I don't know, like law.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't want to have this life. I want to do my own thing and find my own path. And I have no idea how it's going to look, but it brings me joy. I want to create something. And and I think that also, you know, jewelry was this whole world of like, I don't know what will happen, but it's so exciting. Like you get this like feeling in your tummy and you're like, oh, so exciting, so cool, a little bit anxious.
Yeah, because
let's do this. It's an adventure. And
because
nice.
Obviously you don't come to jewelry for money. I mean,
no,
you
no,
will
you
not
don't.
Get paid.
Although this is also part of the joy when it comes.
Yeah, of course. When someone does buy you something, it's an amazing feeling. Like the first time someone bought me something, I was like, really? Wow.
From little old me?
Yes, and then I put such a low price because I didn't know my worth. And now I think it's like,
how?
Wow, Tamia, that was cheap.
But
also it was so nice
to just sell something.
Yeah, like my first year of jewelry, like the first year I did something, I was doing jewelry and people were like, yes, can you make me a ring or can you make me this? And also the first, like when I finished like the first real big necklace I did, there's like all of these little stone by the sea that were carved like little faces. And then I took such a long time to do it because, of course, I didn't have the tools necessary to carve stone. But then someone bought it, and it was like such a nice feeling, you know, like you put so much effort into this piece, and then someone you respect buys it, and you know, it's like being appreciated, and it's like, ah, it's so nice. And I'm, yeah, and I still look back into that piece, and I'm like, delicious.
Yeah, and that's the thing, it's kind of this, you're proud of yourself. It sounds so narcissistic to say it, but it's kind of...
But it's not it's not about pride.
It's about not, I achieved something. You're being recognized also. You're proud
of pride.
What
yeah,
you did.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know why pride is so negative.
One of the sins, whatever.
oh, you Catholic church, you ruining my joy.
Yeah, but you do get pride from, because I mean, I don't know, it's just like so little things that you finished what you said you would do, and then you feel like the piece is complete in itself, you know, like it has all you wanted it to have,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful, and you did it, and it's like done, and it's beautiful, and it's so
it stands by its own. Oh, that's also a feeling of like you don't have to
explain
it or like defend it from the world, because it's strong and it's there, and it kind of stands in a figurative sense, like it occupies space in the world, and that's nice.
Yeah, I know, in the sense of accomplishment. It's like, oh my God, I did this.
Yeah.
You know, I made this, and it's incredible. It's nice. It's, yeah.
It's a warm, fuzzy feeling inside of you.
Damn, yeah.
It is.
But yes. And I think, and that's about like finished pieces. And then there is like this whole, for me, like the making, actually being in the workshop, taking material into my hand and
transforming
it. Like,
yeah. I don't know. There's something powerful about transforming in a material, no? Like, first with stone, for example, when you take like a big stone and then you change it
this
and you transform
state.
It, and then you can make something beautiful out of it without disrespecting the stone, and it like complements like the shape you gave it and the stone, and then it comes together and you like, ah, nice.
and being the one doing it, I mean, there
you're
is
the god of your own creation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, it's a little bit the feeling, no? Like you are the creator, like you are the one transforming it. Having this dialogue with the material, seeing where you can bring it, what is possible, how much you can push the limit, and also like just like really understanding what you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then again, it's my way of working, but you have to respect the material. I cannot do what I do in stone the same way I do in wood. It's completely different things, and I have to kind of have this time to understand what the material is,
mm-hmm.
how it works, what is possible, what it expresses, and then say, okay, this is what I want to say, this is what I want to do. Let's work together. It's
let's
like
make
it's
it
another
happen.
Person. Yeah, but
let's
you know,
get
like
this bread. Yeah, it's kind of that.
It's
you know?
It's kind of that. Yeah,
it's like
and yeah, there is a very enjoyable feeling in when you really know how to use the tools to work the materials, and your body knows the movement, and it's like.
Yeah, the tacit knowledge.
Like, I don't have to think about moving my feet and my legs when I'm walking. I just walk.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you do it wrong.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, and the same thing is with the making. Sometimes, like, eventually you get to a point where you don't think much about what you're doing. You are kind of... you're reacting to...
Mm-hmm.
And this you only get by doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this tacit knowledge,
yeah.
Which is so, I don't know, it's very relaxing when you get there. and it's like very your body on doing your own thing, and then
and it's very hard to explain. We were also saying that before, like when you're talking with people like this masters of craft and like handwork, you see what they do and you're like mind blown. It's amazing. And then you try to talk to them
and they are teach not, me and they cannot.
They cannot put it into words because it's not a knowledge of words. It's a body knowledge. It's a thing that's in your muscles. Is you just acquire it by repetition and training and repetition and doing
and
it again.
And sensitivity.
And sensitivity and kind of, it's the only way. And the best way to teach it also is to say, come here,
and
let me show you, repeat that forever. And it's so at the end, you can see, like when you spent time and years kind of developing a skill,
perfecting the craft,
how it gets better, and also not just the craft itself, but everything around it. I mean, of course, the objects and the art will be better because I have a better understanding of the craft, of what I'm doing. Like there is the basis where the creativeness is standing on is better. So, yeah. I don't know. That's kind of my thing. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, of course. I mean, we are conversing. I mean, let's rewind a bit. For me, when I think about joy and jewelry together, I can see it in the whole process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Since the beginning, when you have this idea, let's take this podcast, for example. When the podcast idea came, it's not an object, let's say, it's just a project. But when the idea came, we were super excited, you know? The idea said, oh my God, we are talking about jewelry. Jewelry as a concept, as an idea, as a study field, is already so much reach. And then we get so interested in it that we decided to do this. So the joy of it comes from this interest since the
yeah.
concept, the embryon stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are doing this now, and we are, of course, developing, trying to get better and better. And I think maybe kind of relates with the working of the material.
Yeah.
And then in the future, who knows, we are going to have probably a product, a better one, or an object in the jewelry case.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about jewelry and this pleasure that comes with it to me, it came in all of these stages, even the researching
yeah.
period. It's so excited to research something that we don't know, and so excited and so interesting to go see other things and learn new things. So
mm-hmm.
all of this process also brings me so much that I am, oh my God, this is so interesting. And then yesterday, for example, I was talking to my friend and I was talking about jewelry, and he doesn't know anything about jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh my God, I can see that your eyes shine when you are talking about
oh,
it.
So
I can
nice.
See that it is really your interested field. Like
you love it.
There's
exactly.
a passion in the eyes.
This
like,
passion. Yes.
Like Nui now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, this passion that we are trying to convey to you, please hear us. I don't know, it's in everything that we do. It's in everything that's jewelry related to
mm-hmm.
to us. And also the making is something unconscious and something that's unexplainable, of course, as you said. And it also brings a different kind of pleasure. And then in the end, you have the complete piece, and then you have this sense of accomplishment that we already had sent. And then someone sees it and say, oh my God, that's another joy. That's another pleasure. And then it buys and it's bought.
Yeah.
And then you... So it's just
yeah.
like this whole cycle that it's personally it's super
yeah.
full of
emotion.
Exactly.
I also think it's about like it, at least in the beginning, you get so excited because it's a world of possibilities in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like with jewelry you can do literally anything you want. Like I don't see limits to what jewelry can be, more or less. But, you know, we talked about this before. But it's such a big world of possibilities that it's like, ah, all my dreams can come true.
Yeah.
A fairy tale almost. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think at the end there's also like so many aspects to draw joy from. I mean, there's this stage of idea, like you said, Anna, and the making, and then the having the peace, the recognition, like this ego thing, you know, but also just as a viewer, like when I see from other people,
yes,
and you see good stuff and your mind explodes, and mm-hmm. like it's good for the eyes and for the soul, and you see it, and there is like this a little bit envy, but in the best way possible, because you're like, oh, that's so good, like that this exists in the world, it's good for all of us, and more people should see it and get into it. And I think when you have the opportunity of trying a piece that kind of fascinates you on the power it gives you, and when you have the opportunity to walk around in the world with it, or like in an exhibition, and you're like, mm-hmm. my heart.
Yes. I remember once it was an exhibition in Lisbon by Iris Eichenberg and Marta Costa Reis. And like they, because their work like matched super well.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the exhibition, one of Iris had make like this necklace, and then Marta put a necklace of her on top of that, and then they put that on me, and I was just like very happy, because it was like, I don't know, it was like heavy but good and powerful and beautiful. And then I was in the exhibition wearing it, and I was like feeling like a queen. I don't know, it was so such a good moment.
Yeah.
You know, like such a beautiful, two beautiful works that matched very well, and mm-hmm. then I was wearing, I was like, the queen of the night for like 30 minutes. Then I was like very, oh no, I need to put it back, it's too much for me to handle.
But it, I mean, it happens. And I think it's also, it's of course for us, we always talk and move in this contemporary jewelry world, but even outside of it, in the most simple kind of jewelry, or like fashion jewelry, like, you know, mass production thing, where the artistic value is not the most important thing about it, but it's a thing of self-expression. And I was watching this YouTube channel, a little bit obsessed with it actually. But and the guy that hosts it, he is always wearing jewelry, and he kind of sometimes shows it and talks about it, and it's, to be honest, not good jewelry. And I mean, I watch it, I'm like, ah, oh, honey, you need advice. But he loves it. Like, I mean, he is really into it, and he spends money on it, and he kind of identifies himself with the jewelry he also wears. Like, it's a way of showing his individuality, his identity, his personality. And you're like, yes, it works. It weirdly works for him, even though I'm like, oh, I could never wear that.
Send but him a message with some good artists and be like, support independent artists and also good ones.
Maybe. Yeah, but I think that's a level of investment in someone's life. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, but that's kind of what we want to do here. So like, let's build a community. But yeah, I think, and that's the thing, like there is something for everyone, and then again, who am I to say something is bad? I mean, maybe I am someone to say. I'm the elite. Can I say that?
No. You can feel that, but you should not say that.
No. No, but I mean, when you are studying a subject and you are really
you're more knowledgeable.
You have more knowledge, but that has nothing to do with.
It should give you a bit more credit, like credibility, to talk about it.
Yeah, but not about what you like or don't like, and how you identify. Like if you like
something that's thing, bad, I mean, just go for it.
And well, I do like a lot of things that are questionable.
Yes, exactly.
In aesthetic.
I also like things. Ugly things. Yeah. I love life.
Whoa. So big shout out to all.
Joy here.
Yeah, I mean, if it gives you joy, who cares? Like, just do, go for it. And that's the point about jewelry. It's fun.
Yes, it's fun. We love to do it. We love to talk about it. So I guess, I don't know. It's, yeah, it's fun all the time. I don't know what else to say, actually.
Yeah, and yeah. So if you are having questions about your future, and you're feeling like, maybe my hands would be part of that process, why not jewelry? Jewelry is great.
It's never too late to change paths.
No, no, at all. I have met people, like in Argo, I had met people with 50 years who were like, yeah, I just need to change. I just need to learn something. I always loved jewelry, so I'm starting it now. And they started, and they have like a complete career change, like, but at 50 years old, so, you know, it's not easy. And you see that it's like it gives them so much happiness that they just need to change their life to make jewelry fit into it. I also met like a girl who finished architecture. She was like doing her internship, and she decided, oh, let's learn jewelry. And now she's like, she quit that and she's like full-time jewelry.
But it happens a lot also in our masters. Where we are studying, I mean, there are people that come from jewelry, but there are others that come from other fields. And then they decided to do a master in jewelry. Anna, for example.
Or like, me.
Okay, Anna, you did jewelry before, but you did design before. There are people who studied architecture, or like from different things where you're like, not necessarily jewelry as a prime thing, like the first thing they did, and you find it later.
Yeah, because I don't know, it's at least for me, like I did my bachelor of photography, nothing to do with jewelry. And then I felt when I finished, I felt something was missing. Because I was like, I've come to realize like I'm a very tacit person. Like I like to do things. I like to work with my hands, and photography, not so much. I mean, maybe a bit in the lab, but not the same thing that you have with jewelry, which is like deeply making and hands and do and blah. And yeah,
very body related.
Yes, that sounds sexual, Connie.
That's but your mind.
Also,
that's your mind making it weird.
Don't judge me. And then I started jewelry, and like little by little, it became everything. So just like
little by little, it took over my life.
It took over my
life.
But
actually, that's so true. Because nowadays, I sometimes question myself. If I wasn't doing jewelry, what should I be doing?
Oh, I don't go there.
Well, sometimes it pops up in my mind. But there's like completely silence. Not even echo. So
radio silence.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so I know that if there comes no answer to this pop-up question, so I know that I'm in the
right thing,
the right field. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing what I am really what I really want to do, you know, what I really feel like I should be doing, because I have no doubt. I don't have any second option thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not by lack of, it's just nothing else is as interesting as.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter in which way. I mean, this podcast is also for me very, very jewelry related and with what I do. And I enjoy so much doing it, like having these conversations. It's very enriching. And and at the end, that's the thing. It doesn't matter exactly how or exactly what, but it will be jewelry related because it's a fascination.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it obsession, but it's
Let's
going
call it obsession. Let's call it obsession.
Yeah, it seems unhealthy, but
It's very healthy. We have other interests also, but it's I don't know, it's so fun. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like have you ever got this feeling with other people's jewelry when you go to an exhibition and you see a piece or even the whole exhibition, and you're just like so overwhelmed with, I don't know how to explain this, but you're so overwhelmed with the poetry of it all. Like, you know, it's just so beautiful, so poetic, so like, almost like it's shiny, but it's not. And you get like this weird connection, not because it's well made, it doesn't have to be, but because I don't know, it's like so,
it talks to you,
it's so like
yeah, actually that's a feeling that of like of being there's overwhelmed and like overcome with emotions and kind of you don't really know how to handle it for a little moment, and then you kind of just let it really overflow you with everything, and you have to take time of, okay, I really need to kind of gather myself, see this. And I've actually only have had that emotion with nature and in life. Yeah, it's, and not only nature, it was in this trip I did with my siblings to Peru, and we were in Machu Picchu, and we were up there, and it was
overcome with.
Yeah, no, I was like, because it's kind of like the beauty of nature, but also this amazing thing that was man-made. Like, how did they build it up there? It's just, it blows your mind. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there, and I could not. I was just, everything was too much, and this feeling of people are amazing. Because I am so often disappointed in us and our species, and kind of like, we let ourselves down a lot. So that was a moment of, oh, we might make it. Like, there is something quite, don't overanalyze where everything goes and like how it happened. Just
there is
the fact
good.
That something like that exists, and that we are able to make it and then put it out there in the world. And then that feeling of magnificence that was Machu Picchu, I can have it with jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see something and you're like, wow, thank you. Thank you for doing this and putting it out there. And like,
I get I get that feeling a lot with exhibitions.
Like, when everything comes together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like going to an exhibition and just like, I don't know, you just look around and you're like deeply overwhelmed by everything. And this, I mean, I don't say often, but it does happen a lot, like just going to a very nice, well-put exhibition and just being completely, completely taken over by it. I don't know. And this also happens with like writing, with books. And also happens when I'm reading about, like, sometimes when I'm reading about a piece of jewelry, like, for example, Robert Maines, like, reading about his, how's the call of the bracelet? What's the?
Grande, how is the name?
Grande de la Nova, Grande.
No.
Well, but he has this bracelet of Australia and Portugal. And once, the first time I was reading about it, the first time I was reading about, like, the text and the concept and everything, I was like, fuck, this is, like, this is everything. This is, like, so beautiful. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have it, I don't know if I would say exactly the same, but I have it with that, with jewelry, with the idea of jewelry. I get so amazed of
the possibilities of
exactly
everything.
That I am stunned. It's like
all the ways it is used and
jewelry.
What it means,
can
actually.
Be. Yeah. So I think it's sometimes. Sometimes I just see or learn something about jewelry, and I was, you know, it's, the theory of what it can be,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it stuns me, and
the deepness of it. No?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same as with an object. I mean, maybe it's a bit different, but to have this completely stunned feeling, this completely like, oh my God, this is, I have to think about it, I have to... I think I would say more like, to me, it's how big it is, and we had no idea. And
that's, but I think that's something so nice about jewelry, because it is so deep. It can mean so much.
And it's
but
so
at the,
old also.
Yeah, and, but at the same time, it's so like...
Light.
Yeah, and like it has something about like, of course, like no
it's
one questions it too much. And no one questions too much, you know, like you wear the earring, like, of course, like, or you see it in pictures and movies and da 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 in our daily life, and you don't question it too much because of course it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But But when you go to specifics and you ask, and there is this rich deepness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is fascinating.
Yeah. Or also, I don't know, when you're talking to a friend and they're like, oh yeah, but like jewelry, why? Or you're explaining, like, when I was applying for the master, I was talking to a friend and I was like explaining, yes, but jewelry is so beautiful because it's so intimate. You wear it on yourself and that has a lot of meaning, and the piece lives with you and it changes with you. And even if it's like something cheap that you bought in the secondhand market, it's like, because you choose to wear it, it's so powerful, no? Mm-hmm. Like just choosing to put something in your body close to you, close to your skin, it's such a powerful statement about the love you have for that piece, or about the power of that piece. I don't know. That's also like beautiful, because then of course this idea of intimacy, it always comes with whatever it is you're doing. If it's jewelry, it's body related, so it will have that intimacy eventually. I don't know. And also I find it very poetic and magical, like to put something in you.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's why I always get a bit like amazed, like, and then I find something new, and then I see a piece that it's amazing, and then something, you know, it's difficult to explain, I think, but
I don't think it's difficult to explain. I think it's just like, for us, it's with jewelry, but with other people, it's with other things, like it's with painting, or is with architecture,
true.
Or with, is with the constitution. I don't know, like random things. Like everybody just has that thing that they love so much, so deeply, that it's just everything about their life. And it's nice when you find it. It's so nice when you find it and you realize, like, this is the shit.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, it's actually kind of so lucky that we found it so early in life. We have so much time to explore it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Come on. You said it yourself. There are people that find it with 50, 60, like later, and we found it early in life.
Yeah.
And so, you know?
Let's use our time wisely.
Yes, let's bring more people.
Yeah, but I mean,
to it, to share it. I think that's what it's also like. You want to share it because it brings you so much joy. It's like, if you just knew about it,
yes,
maybe
yes.
You would feel the same, and it would bring you the same amount of happiness. Like,
yeah.
Of,
but the thing with jewelry is that the thing with jewelry is that you can share a bit of that happiness when you give a piece to someone, or when you make someone buy something. It's like you're sharing a bit of that, of you, the joy you get with jewelry.
Yeah.
You're sharing. People are also have it when they put something on.
And
I don't
people
know.
So feel it. They
yeah.
feel the energy that you...
Exactly.
The passion. I think passion is a nice word for this.
Like, I make these little pendants, which is just like a stone from the beach. And then I make a little hole. And then I give it... I was giving it to close friends, like when I was in Lisbon, to my closest friends. And all of them wear it like it's such a strong, special treasure. And I love it because it actually, it's not. I mean, it's just a stone beach and just like a normal thread. But because I did it, because I gave it,
so it's just not anymore stone.
Yeah, it becomes so special.
It's charged with
energy, becomes,
with feelings,
it becomes
with
a,
meaning.
Yeah, it becomes a symbol of our friendship and like all of this importance. I don't know. I find it like it's so nice, no? When you give, when you can. Just like the simple gesture,
and it
of
seems
giving...
so simple, and it is.
It is, but
it has a lot of deepness to it and like meaning, but at the same time, it's so simple.
Yeah, and oftentimes they put pictures on Instagram, like casual picture, like nothing special, and I see them wearing it, and I'm like, oh, I miss you too. I don't know. It's a cute thing, and it's like my way also of sharing
yourself.
No, like the love I have for jewelry. Oh, and also myself, of course, because I did it. But it's also like, I don't know. It's nice.
I think the point is that we want to share not only the love we have for jewelry. So if you are listening and you are a jeweler, so go on. I think the importance that you don't give up, as we are not giving up, and pursue what you really love. Pursue the making, the living jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're not and you're interested, also go ahead and try, because you're going to fall in love just like us.
Yeah.
And you're going to see that you're completely and deeply trapped in the jewelry world. Difficult to come out.
But I mean, I guess if you're listening to this podcast, probably there is like already a bit of love for the field.
Yeah.
So if you if you're
a bit of interest.
Yeah. So if you're still not making it, I don't know. Just like buy a hand motor and make holes and things, and that's the beginning.
Yeah.
But I do have to say though, maybe jewelry is not your passion, but just find it, like whatever it is. Of course, if it's jewelry, it's nice. Let's get more people into this. It's amazing. But yeah, just find what really, really makes you happy, or like this pleasure of like this fascination, and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think then life turns into so much more interesting. And
better things come out. I mean,
yeah.
If I had to work on something I don't like, or if I had to do something I'm not like really into, then the things that I would do were probably not going to be as amazing or good or like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank God I'm doing jewelry.
Thank God I found it.
Yes.
I think
that's it. Oh God, see you next season. Hear you next season?
Yes.
You hear us. We see each other. I mean, we see each other in between also.